Every now and then there was another light quake in Shed B. Sometimes just a little trembler, sometimes a great gosh a'mighty. But people have a really amazing capacity to get used to stuff, even stuff they don't understand. A comet shows up in the sky and half the world goes around bawling about the last days and the four horsemen. But let the comet stay there 6 months and no one even notices. It's a big ho-hum. Same thing happened at the end of the 20th century, remember? Everyone ran around screaming that the sky was falling and all the computers were going to freeze up. A week goes by and it's business as usual. What I'm doing is trying to keep things in perspective for you. To tell me about the fish, he said, and I felt that anger again. He wasn't going to hear all I had to say, no matter how much I wanted him to or how hard I tried. He'd hear the parts he wanted to hear and call it good. Think of it as the teenage disease. And the light in his eyes was like the light in his father's eyes when Kurt bent over the bat thing with his scalpel in his gloved hand. Cutting now. I sometimes still hear Curtis Wilcox saying that in my dreams. Not exactly like it, though. Because the boy wasn't just curious. He was angry as well. Pissed like a bear. My own anger rose out of his refusal to take everything I wanted to give, for having the gall to pick and choose. But where did his come from? What was its center? That his mother had been lied to, not just once, but over and over as the years passed? That he himself had been lied to, if only by omission? Was he mad at his father for holding on to a secret? Mad at us? Us? Surely he didn't believe the Buick killed his father. Why would he? Bradley Roach was safely on the hook for that. Roach had unspooled him up the side of a pulled-over 16-wheeler, leaving a blood smear 10 feet long and as tall as a state trooper, about 6'2" in the case of Curtis Wilcox, pulling his clothes not just off but inside out as well in the scream of brakes and all the while, a radio playing WPND, which billed itself Western Pennsylvania's Country Fried Radio. What else would it be but country with a half-drunk lowrider like Bradley? Mama sang bass and Papa sang tenor as the coins were ripped out of Kurt Wilcox's pants and his penis was torn off like a weed and his balls were reduced to strawberry jelly and his comb and wallet landed on the yellow line.